The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Old School. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. Second segment, 5 o'clock hour. Beautiful day, 1040 O Street. 93.7 The Ticket. I see my man had a little bit of a brisk walk there, trying to walk against the wind, or with the wind. Wind-aided walking time.
That's like coach tells you, come on, jog into the huddle.
Yeah. I don't understand that. They spend more time trying to change your gait walking like that or somehow running than actually getting to where you need to get to. But NBA talk, playoff time. You know, obviously we talked about Michigan State leading into it. Austin mentioned my man Draymond and his Golden State Warriors, the 10th seed, seeing if they can knock off the Sacramento Kings again. Styles make fights, and it's almost like the Golden State Warriors are in Sacramento's head. And Sacramento, I think, is probably, I wouldn't say they're the more talented team, but I like what they're, I like them a little bit more long term because you got Fox and Sabonis and all those guys.
Murray
and they got Barnes.
Yeah. Monk might be walking this offseason, though.
Yeah. Because you know what it is. He's like James Harden. He needs to stay right where he's at because they actually understand him and respect his game. But you got to go for the bag. Here's the sneaky thing. The Golden State Warriors knew last year they got lucky. And they knew Sabonis wasn't on and he's the problem. Mm-hmm. What did they do? Go get their version of Sabonis. That's where Golden State is next level. They recognize their weaknesses. They understand roles. And they go and see where, okay, could we fit essentially their version of Sabonis, which they thought James Wiseman would be. Now he's in Detroit. I don't know how well that's working out, but he's
not very.
I know. I was just joking. But they know this is the way the game's going. And also he provides a little bit more longevity for their major pieces, which is obviously Steph and potentially Clay and Draymond. It's going to be a battle to see what superstar guard gets off. Mm-hmm. Does De'Aaron Fox step his game up to mega superstar level like he did in college, going against Ball and just lit him up like a Christmas tree? Or does he have a regular De'Aaron Fox game, you know, the 24 points? I'm talking about he needs to hit up about 42 points.
Think about what happened last time these two teams met each other in the playoff. Game 7, Steph goes for 50.
Yeah.
On Sacramento's home court. Don't forget that fact.
Yes.
It was in Sacramento. Steph went for 50 and absolutely buried the Kings' hopes and dreams. Yes, the bonus was banged up a little bit. That's a team that got, what, third in the West last year? Like that was a breakout for them, and Steph said, I don't care.
They were last year's OKC.
Yeah.
You know, just on the scene. Trace Jackson Davis, he's a second-round pick. First round talent, second round pick, is come in and just smoothed the waters. He's as the seasons went on, he hasn't hit the rookie wall yet.
Because he's an older guy, right? He played 4 years in college.
Knows what it takes.
Right. Now that the NBA grind and the college grind are the same, like you and Strick were talking about on the crossover, but he's old enough, he's mature enough, and I think he's a perfect modern NBA player to your point. Because he can score with both hands around the rim. Yep. We know he can jump.
Rim protect
as well. Smart, mature guy that has really fit into their motion kind of flow offense pretty well. probably more athletic than Draymond at this point, but I think a lot of those same intangibles, maybe without the fire, in terms of the intelligence, the rotation, and just the emotional maturity that, you know, Draymond doesn't really have. But I said on draft day, that was a fantastic bridge pick. Trayce Jackson-Davis can be that next guy for the Warriors in that like third or fourth banana roll.
Yeah, because he's playing center right now.
Mm-hmm. At 6'9".
Yeah, and once Draymond leaves, he can actually be a true power forward. Mm-hmm. And you hope he starts to develop, you know, that stretch game, which he's gotten better at since college. And that's why when he came back for a senior year, Mike Woodson, them, you know, obviously we've seen him up close and personal here at PBA, he got better at. And I don't know how he slipped to the second round, because from everything that I remember reading, he had good workouts. I think it's one of those things you kind of start to become a really, really big value pick.
It was the shooting.
Yeah, but you see, that's a myth now, though. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you got 4 years. This is the thing about the NBA and streaking, you know, we talked about it. You got 4 years of great tape, stats and everything with him.
Dominating a top three conference in basketball, probably.
And you're going to turn around and be like, man, you didn't have a couple good workouts. We're going to worry about your shooting. Did you not see the 4 years? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Here's 130 games of tape.
Let's do the flip. You're garbage during your 4 years, but you have good workouts, and let's have a Anthony Bennett bust or something like that. But I think this game, Golden State at Sacramento. Sacramento's like, this is the funny thing about sports. Sacramento's thinking like, we got them on our home court, payback time. Golden State was like, this isn't their home court, it's ours.
Just a little further north.
And then the guy that is the ultimate equalizer sent you home with a 50 burger. Legendary game. This is something that when people are down in Sacramento talking about, we're going to the game, they're reminiscing about last year, Game 7, and Steph hitting him up for 50. Mm-hmm. So it's not only affecting the team inside of their locker room, it's affecting the whole atmosphere. Every three, every play he makes, every free throw, every call he gets, they're thinking about that 50 burger he left him with last year.
Oh, crap, here we go again. That's all they're thinking.
Don't let him
get
50. You know how many fans are going to be like, don't let him get 50. When say they're having a little bit, and what happens sometimes in these games, the home team starts slow. Mm-hmm. And so when you're going into the tunnel or in between quarters, you gonna let them get 50 again? Here you go, Saint. You let us down again. This is the type of reaction that you get from fans, and it'll be interesting to see what a young team, led by a really good coach, Mike Brown, but how they react. Do they learn from their mistakes of last year?
Can Sacramento want this game too bad? I don't want them to get out ahead of their skis and get so emotionally hyped up that they do stuff they haven't done all year. Mike Brown's a great coach. I don't think he's the reason they lost that series last year. But, man, I can see Sacramento coming out wanting it too bad and being uncharacteristic.
And you come out flat. You either come out flat or you really, really get down early because of the turnover margin, which obviously would be in Golden State's favor. So how they react to being at home, how they react of they're always playing late, but you'll be able to learn a little bit from the Lakers going on the road at New Orleans. This that's the next game I want to talk to you about. I was telling Nick Sainert, you know, about this game where this is where you're going to get a playoff LeBron. I think the mental edge is for the Lakers. Whereas
our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know, they beat them by 45, and then they were up by 30 at one point in time before. You can say that, oh, Zion didn't play that much or didn't play at all. You can say all that. And this is what you see in football sometimes. Whereas, like, it's like in the NFL where, you know, you go out there and you see a team, you know, maybe they're resting guys or there's, like, they already have their you know, they're already set for the playoffs, and you get mollywopped. And you see it all the time with the Cowboys. It's you just don't lose that game. You lose another game. And the other game is the mental game. So it's going to be interesting to see both home teams deal with superstar players that know how to play in these games with a young and upcoming team that don't know how to win these games. And that's what's the, that's where LeBron, you saw it when he was in the East. He didn't really care what seed he was in.
Right.
He was fine with going on the road. That's why the Lakers, and that's also why Golden State, are going to be big factors in this playoffs.
And the league wants them there. I mean, talk about the TV draw with those two guys. I think that's down the list. But, I mean, the Lakers just made their run through the play-in all the way to the Western Conference Finals last year. You know, that's not ancient history. That's last season. Los Angeles needs this more because I don't think they're ready for the offseason conversations yet. There's going to be a lot of drama. There's going to be a lot of talk. Is LeBron opting in? Is he opting out? Pelinka, Darvin Ham was, you know, had his butt on fire before Jeannie Buss calmed the waters earlier this year. And I'm not overly concerned if New Orleans loses this game, but I think if they win this one, win the first one, get into that seven, I think it's incredibly validating for them. Hey, we are on the right path. We won 49 games, lost a tiebreaker to the Suns. We could have avoided this. We were one game back of Dallas, who's in the five, and even two games back of the Clippers. So New Orleans isn't that far away. They're part of that really strong middle class. Yeah. But this is where, even if I think they are maybe a cut above the teams in the 9-10 range, they still get to play the underdog card of, hey, we let this slip through our fingers. People are writing us off because playoff LeBron, because of their experience. Here's where we make our mark and say, we're better than our record showed. It's our turn to make a run.
Yeah, and I like their talent. Yeah. I do. I like their talent. But it's just been off the court stuff with them, which led to obviously their seating where they're at. I think this NBA, you know, with LeBron and the Lakers, and the conversation that will be had as soon as the Lakers are out of the playoffs, and it's everybody on the team. If LeBron opts out or leaves, does he go where Bronny's at, or does Bronny go where he ends up at? Anthony Davis. Yes, he's shown like 2 week flashes of being the next guy, but he's consistently hurt. He's back spasm right now. Can you trust him? Does he want it? And then everybody else, what do you do with Austin Reeves? All five of the starters are on the chopping block, let alone Rob Pelinka. Will Jeannie Buss face the pressure to get rid of him as the GM, because now everybody's like, okay, well, you were Kobe's best friend, you were his agent, now you're the GM. Obviously, Kobe is passed away, and you haven't done a good job,
or haven't done a good enough job.
You haven't done a good enough job, and you haven't done a good enough. You haven't done a good enough job, and how will you do a better job?
Yeah,
you haven't been able to be a big player in free agency. You got told no by not only Kawhi Leonard and everybody else. You couldn't get those deals done. But somehow Jerry West there across the street got it done.
Right.
And then you gave away Zubac for essentially, you know, two boxes of matches in a bag of bubble gum. And he's the guy that actually you need more now that will allow Anthony Davis to be that stretch four instead for when he's the five. And so the pieces that you actually need to make this a championship type of team, Caldwell Pope and those type of guys, right? You let them all go for nothing.
And guess what? One of them won a title with Denver.
Yes. The next year.
Yeah.
Let's also take it a step forward. Darvin Ham, when you were hired, you fired an NBA championship coach, and you hired Darvin Ham. Now, Grant came in with, he was a finalist for many, many jobs, well-respected. But are you the Lakers? Are you the head coach material of the Los Angeles Lakers?
Felt kind of Mark Pope-ish.
Right. And so those conversations will be had. And then also those conversations aren't just had. Those are conversations you have, or the organization is going to be questioned.
Yeah.
Now it comes to LeBron James. Eric Strickland's favorite player. What are you going to do? What are you going to do for your legacy? Is it time to just close the chapter on L.A.? Because do you trust Rob Pelinka? Do you trust Jeannie Buss? Do you trust Kurt Rambis and his wife? Because those they're like the assistant owners and assistant GM. So, do you, you know, and you will be taking a lot of the blame for some of the all the mistakes that they've done or will do. And you have maybe 4 years left. LeBron could probably play 4 more years at somewhat high level.
He could. I mean, I'm not putting it past LeBron. Right. I feel more comfortable saying two.
At least two. Yeah. But if you really want to stretch it to four and, you know, in his mind, if Bronny starts to take off, he can be, you know, kind of like King Griffey Sr. and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Jr. But there's a lot of questions in L.A. A lot of questions even with the Clippers.
Yeah.
Are you finally going to do something? Kawhi's healthy. You know, playoff P. Are you playoff P? Are you podcast P?
Harden's been pretty good.
Right, Harden's been Westbrook off the bench.
T. Lou.
Yep. You got Zubac. I mean, this is the year. This is the year. You can, and you're coming underneath the radar. You're coming under the radar. So the NBA playoffs are about to get excited, and then we haven't even get a chance to talk about the Eastern Conference. We're probably getting that to tomorrow because Doc Rivers was under a lot of scrutiny, and he got saved again. When Giannis blew his tire, that gave Doc Rivers the ultimate excuse. Job security, which he already had with the big contract, but questioning him, questioning was it even right to hire him and get rid of Griffith, all that stuff is gone since the ultimate equalizer is gone itself. And also, he doesn't have to answer questions about the transition with Dame Dillard coming in, Dame Lillard, excuse me, coming in and being the second superstar. That hasn't been as smooth as you'd like to think as well. All those questions are gone. You're really looking for an offseason for if you're the Milwaukee Bucks. So that's the NBA talk. Jay Foreman, Austin Ormer. We're going to take a quick break, come right back, put a bow on this Monday, this beautiful Monday. Old School, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.